This recording of a Cheltenham Township School Board meeting is brought to you in cooperation with the Cheltenham Township GOP on the web at www.cheltenhamgop.org.
Cheltenham Township School Board, Regular Legislative Board Meeting, March 13, 2012.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Board of School Directors, the Legislative Board meeting for the School District of Cheltenham Township, March 13, 2012. All lights rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. We have two people on one side who are going to meet us. Come on to the podium.
Thank you very much.
doors are woven here at the end in the hallways and in room 119.
Well, we have to. Thank you, everyone. The Glenside student artwork surrounding you was created over the last few months. Together, it exhibits the breadth of talent and quality of art education in our school. The students are exposed to major artistic themes of portraiture and landscape. They also directly engage with the works of famous artists through reproductions and the new technology of smart boards. Students gain exposure to the art of oral cultures in conjunction with their regular class curriculums about foreign peoples and practice. As you look around, you will observe portraits of all shapes and sizes. Some are humorous, as in the Bad Hair Day drawings done by our fourth graders. Some utilize mixed media, including fabric, watercolor, oil pastels, and glue, and even plaster portraits, also done by fourth graders. Some portraits created by students in all elementary grades use pencil, marker, collage, and crayons to show the many faces of Glenside. Other aspects of the school are expressed in Where in the World is Mrs. Berkowitz, where students from all grades drew upon music teaching. The people in these portraits live within and among the landscapes that are also depicted on the walls of this auditorium. Outdoor scenes are inspired by various well-known artists' work. Many trees with tree houses, swings, and birds line the ledge below the bulletin boards, as well as many miniature reproductions on easels, all done by third graders. As students interpret themselves and their environments through art, they also look at how famous artists have done this in the past. Water Lilies, as well as Van Gogh's Starry Night, is a favorite of Glenside. Here you will be able to view kindergartners, as well as second grade reproductions and renditions of these themes. In addition, Glenside students are inspired by the art of cultures outside of their own. In the mix here, you will find colorful African masks done by our first graders. Finally, I'd like to point out the side red ribbon along the edge of the sideboard. It contains signatures of the students at Glenside done with the ribbon from the original ribbon cutting ceremony introducing our new school. A special thank you to Glenside art teachers Faye Rosenthal and Jamie Connolly for providing these wonderful experiences for our children. Thank you very much.
County 5% of all delinquent tax collections collected by the law firm hired by the school district to collect those taxes. That's the Port Knot law firm. Basically, what the school district has done over the years is hired Port Knot law firm to collect all delinquent real estate taxes, and that has been a very successful arrangement for the school district. The county is now saying, if you're going to do that, they're making a demand for 5% of that money and not actually doing anything to get it. A meeting was held on February 23rd with all of the 23 taxing authorities represented that are getting their taxes collected by the Port Knot, and several things were accomplished. Number one, there's a resolution on the agenda under the President's Report, Item G, a resolution that will basically say that no school district or township has to pay this 5% of the county if their taxes, delinquent taxes, are collected by a third party. There were also discussions among the taxing authorities in terms of achieving solidarity, in terms of making sure that the county and the treasurer and the other interested parties are well aware of the tremendous hardship that this would impose on school districts and townships to be forced to pay this amount after basically preliminary budgets have already been set. So this is developing, and I will let you know what happens next.
Thank you, Mr. Bruce. Next, we have public comments on agenda items only. If you'd like to come up to the podium, we take comments before we address our committee voting. So now's the time to speak on those items that we're going to vote on. Any public comments?
There's an item on the agenda having to do with the Enoch Energy Systems Company. And I would like to know if any payments at all are being made to Enoch.
Well, Mr. Simone, the item for this evening is the Energy Purchasing Consortium. There's no voting item on Enoch. That was last month's agenda item.
Oh, it was last
yeah.
month?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, quickly, are there any payments being made to Enoch? I mean, I've gone to the board meetings and none have been authorized, so I just want to make certain that they're not.
No. We can get back with regard to that item if you have a question later about that.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Any other agenda, public comments on agenda items only? Okay. Seeing none, moving forward. Approval of the minutes of the February 14th, 2012.
So moved. Second.
All in favor by voice acclamation?
Aye.
Any opposed? And it's approved. Our United Parents Group update. We have Mrs. Hazelwood here this evening to give us an update. Yes, we haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I'm all of you, so I thought I'd just make it a minute longer tonight. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sherry Hazelwood, and I'm the president of the United Parents Group. Thank you once again for providing us an opportunity to bring you up to date on what we've accomplished so far this year and what our plans are for the next few UPG meetings. At our December UPG meeting, it focused on the parent-teacher partnership. Parents talked about problems, frustrations, fears, and successes in connecting with our schools and teachers. We followed up on this topic at our January meeting and had a lively and inspirational conversation with Andrea Loffel-Trainer on parent engagement and involvement in our schools. Bridging the gap between home and school is critical to so many of our issues. A big focus was changing our mindset and moving beyond thinking solely about our own students. As members of our learning community, we need to broaden our focus to encompass advocating for all of our students. A core group of parents and teachers have agreed to be a part of a family engagement advocacy group, and you should look forward to hearing much more on this. Our February meeting showcased the incredible mentoring projects we have in Cheltenham. Our special guest for the evening was David Poindexter, retired teacher extraordinaire and mentor to so many of our kids. He spoke to us about how mentors can change the lives of many of our struggling students. Mr. Poindexter brought along two very powerful and inspiring voices touched by Mr. Poindexter's mentoring skills. The district has mentoring programs at each of our schools and invite, nay, encourage those with an hour a week to get involved. In February, UPG partnered with district teachers to show the documentary American Teacher. The stories in the film evoke strong emotions from parents and teachers alike. Gratitude from parents for the intensely dedicated work our teachers do, and gratitude from teachers for the value and trust our community places in them, stood out in the conversation after the film. The teachers present clearly hope for a strong and respectful connection to our students' families. I want to take this time to thank Karen Chapman for reaching out to UPG and making this special evening happen. If we could bottle her energy, we'd be a very rich district. Our March 26th UPG meeting will be focused on the revenue side of our district's budget. Matt Malinowski, Director of Business Affairs, will lead a forum which will have a quick opening about the 2012-2013 budget. We'll then break into groups and work for the next hour to review options for long-term savings in the following areas: alternative revenues, partnerships, energy efficiency, technology, and ways to improve efficiency and processes. Excuse me. All of the ideas were generated at last year's budget meetings together with the PASPO 500 recommendations for cost reductions. Individual groups will reconvene at the end of the evening to share comments. As always, the board is welcome to attend any and all of our meetings. We enjoy having you there. Finally, our PTOs are reaching out to see where we can ease the transitions into kindergarten and some of the new schools like EP and Cedarbrook. We're going to look for exciting ways to help engage parents who need our help navigating these new situations. All of our students are looking for parent need. All of our schools are looking for parent leaders who are able to devote a bit of our time to UPG and PTO boards and sponsored events. Be a part of the child's school and get their academic success. You won't regret it, and your students will be enormously proud to have a role model they can follow. There's a place for every single family, no matter how much time you have to offer. Even if you have only 1 hour to give, I can assure you you'll be welcomed with open arms. UPG would be happy to help families find a perfect fit for their time and energy. My new mantra is don't stand by, step up. It is our responsibility as parents and guardians to be engaged in our child's education experience. So much is going to happen in the next few months, and the pace is speeding up. You need to sign up for listserv to stay up on top of information and events in your schools. Again, UPG, ready to help if you need any help doing that. I wish you all a happy and PASA-free spring break. The rest is much needed and deserved. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mrs. Hazelwood, and we like your little catchy phrase there. Just know that
Which one?
Don't stand by, step up. I like that. Just so you know, the Pennsylvania School Boards Association also has a commitment toward engaging parents more in the legislative process, and one of the things that they have been pushing is stand up for public education. So that goes nicely with,
I'm hearing that a lot.
Yeah. That's good. Keep it coming. Next up, we have not only now we have the parent voice, now we need the student voice. So we have our student representatives to the board, Ms. Hansen and Ms. Mulligan, for their report.
Hi. So first we have some accomplishments, and then we'll share our updates at the end. So congratulations to the Cheltenham Panther girls indoor track team. They've set 3 new school records in February. And then the Cheltenham girls basketball team won another Suburban One American Conference championship. They earned the number 1 seed in the district playoff, and they qualified for the state playoff. Congratulations to Lizzie Rickard, who swam an excellent race, and she broke a school record in the 100-meter butterfly. Congratulations to the 10 Cheltenham students who placed first at the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science, which was held Saturday, February 25th.
As for our student council on the updating ideas, the first event is Run for Jake, and student council members will volunteer on April 15th to help that event run smoothly. And the second thing is appropriations for Cheltenham, which means that in this case, 3 clubs came to the student council and wrote up a write-up about their club, their accomplishments of the club, and what they intend for the club to achieve in the future. And they ask for a certain amount of money, and then the student council members vote on that amount of money and how much they can receive. And so for this meeting, the past week, we voted on appropriations for Loose the Shoes, which was an annual event held at Cheltenham High School. The Frisbee team, which it's not like funded by our high school, so they asked us for money, which we gave them. And the Reading Olympics team at our school also asked for appropriation, and we gave them what they needed as well. The third thing is school spirit, and that's always going to be a thing, like no matter what, it's going to be worked on trying to be improved by us, because it's lacking, especially this year. And the last thing is a box that we want to set up for ideas that students and teachers can bring, so that me and Darren can bring those thoughts to you guys, everyone, and that's all.
Thank you very much. We look forward to hearing the comments via the box. Next up on our agenda is our Cheltenham Elementary Project update.
Yes, Chatham Elementary Construction Project update. On February 23rd, we received all the permits needed for asbestos abatement. And on February 27th, the asbestos abatement and oil tank removal project is started. At this time, 40% of the asbestos abatement has been completed. The oil tank removal started on March 1st, and 90% of this work has been completed. And they'll be doing the final testing. February 1st, we had our pre-construction pre-bid meeting, and February 13th, PlanCom Part F was reviewed with Pennsylvania Department of Education, and on February 28th, we held a construction bid opening for four prime contractors and received four bids. That's all.
Thank you, Dr. Bondi. Next, we ask for approval of Treasurer's report as presented in financial statements to the board.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, by voice acclamation?
Aye.
Any opposed? Treasurer's report is approved. Our Montgomery County Intermediate Unit report, Mr. Lieberson.
Thank you, Madam President. The Board of Directors of the MCIU met on Wednesday, February 22nd. And it was a very full agenda. I just want to highlight a couple items that I think directly impacts our district. Specifically, one this summer, once again, the IU will be sponsoring AP Summer Institutes, which is a requirement of college, established by College Board, that anyone teaching an AP Advanced Placement course needs to be certified by participating in one of these institutes. And this year is going to be held through Montgomery County Community College as well. So any participants will also be receiving academic credit for this. So it's in June and July. There's two institutes. The first one is from June 25th to June 29th, which they're going to be offering biology, chemistry, environmental science, calculus AB, physics B, and statistics. And Institute 2 is from July 9th to the 13th, English literature and composition, English language and composition, U.S. government politics, U.S. history, and world history. The rates offered are very competitive, and it's a savings compared to what some of the other institutions provide. Also, which I found wonderful and interesting, was that we passed a basically fixed discount bids by various vendors in which goes from science supplies, office supplies, plumbing supplies, library supplies, music supplies, health and medical learning materials, in which there are specific vendors that member districts, such as Cheltenham, can take advantage of purchasing from these vendors and getting an additional discount. And these discounts range anywhere from 5% all the way up to 80%, depending upon the vendor that's being used, and I know we've been taking advantage of this, and hopefully maybe we can get some idea in the next month or so as to the dollar amount of how much we actually save. This is all aligned, again, to the benefits of the IU provide to a lot of member districts, specifically also the Cheltenham, and I personally think it's a great assistance in our efforts to be maintaining some sense of fiscal responsibility and turning the corner, shall we say, on some of our budgetary activities. Our next meeting is in 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I'll have another report in March. And that's it, if anyone has any questions. Our April meeting, but the next meeting is in April. Yeah, our next IU meeting is in March. Our next report will be in April. Yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Lieberman. I'll clear that up.
We have our Eastern Center for Arts Technology report, Mr. Buck.
Thank you, Mr. Valletto. On March 4th, Eastern held its annual open house, and I'm pleased to report that we had six representatives from Cheltenham, including all of our new board members and our superintendent. Thank you. More than 600 people visited the 14 program demonstrations on campus that lasted just 2.5 hours. On another item that I want to make sure folks were aware of, many parents may not be aware of that students can earn college credit at Eastern. And as one example, Eastern recently highlighted Taylor Landon, who many of us met while we were there that day. She's a volunteer. Highlighted Taylor Landon, who's a Cheltenham alumnus, and graduate of Eastern's Culinary Arts Program. She's currently attending our associate, currently completing her associate's degree in hospitality management at Montgomery County Community College. After graduation, she plans to pursue her bachelor's and master's degree at Temple University. While at Eastern, Taylor received college credits at Monco, saving her time and money. She also believes that Eastern gave her real-life experiences of how a professional kitchen works and that the instructors really prepare students to move on to college or to go directly to the workforce. Taylor, as I said, gives back to Eastern by volunteering at a number of Eastern events to pass on the knowledge that she's gained from her experiences to the younger students. The Culinary Arts Program is just one example, however. Eastern has agreements with many colleges and universities that consider work completed at Eastern equivalent to college-level work, something that can really help a lot of our students. And also to prove that Eastern that attending Eastern can really pay off, two automotive program students recently won more than $181,000 in scholarships and prizes in a Philadelphia area competition. Our students at Eastern generally and regularly perform exceedingly well at the state level, and I'm not surprised that they did well in this competition. So to close, Eastern provides our students with unique opportunities to pursue career preparation courses in harmony with the core academic subjects. And for more information, visit www.easttech.org. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Always a wonderful time out at Eastern. The kids do an amazing job. Next up, item G, our resolution for House Bill 1877, Senate Bill 1207, and 1208. The Board of School Directors recommends the approval of the resolution supporting House Bill 1877 and Senate Bill 1207 and 1208, which seeks to eliminate payment of delinquent property tax commissions to the Montgomery County Tax Claim Bureau that the school district does not utilize for delinquent tax collection.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
We got Mr. Lieberson. Any board comment? Just want to reiterate that this resolution is in line with what Mr. Roos reported in his Blitzer's report. Any other comments?
I'm glad that we're doing this because I think we're fighting for something that we think is really appropriate for our school district to be working hard at. I think we're being unfairly treated by the state legislature enforcing us to do these things. So we have to make a statement here that this is unfair action on against school districts, and we need to make a resolution indicating our feeling on this. Did I misspeak?
Well, we want to support the House bill to eliminate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What we're concerned about, though, is the county, as Mr. Bruce indicated, asking for monies where no work has been done whatsoever on our behalf.
Demanding money.
Where no work has been done that actually an outside company has.
I appreciate the clarification. I am in support of the resolution.
So our legislators are actually advocating on our behalf because they do not want us to be paying twice for work that's being done once.
Then I do stand corrected. So,
question. This question is: does this also apply to township real estate taxes also, or just school taxes?
This applies to any delinquent real property taxes. Okay. In fact, there are many townships and boroughs that are part of the part of our delegation to the treasurer.
So it's not just school districts. It's the township taxes as well.
Correct. Township boroughs. Yes. And in this case, Cheltenham Township as well.
Yeah,
I believe.
Thank you. Any other board comment before we go to the call the vote? Ms. Gray.
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. And that resolution will be signed and sent to our legislators and local representatives, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Our sunshine announcements are as listed in the agenda. And next is our committee report. We'll start with business affairs. Mr. Nelson.
Again, there was no business affairs meeting since our last
since our last legislative meeting, so there were nothing to comment on there. We do want to again reiterate support for public consideration of the budget forum on Monday, again March 26th at 7 p.m. here. And our next meeting will be that following day, Tuesday, March 27th, immediately following the facilities.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Next is our Educational Affairs Committee, Mr. Rutherford.
Thank you, Madam President. An Educational Affairs Committee meeting was held on Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. After the roll call and approval of the minutes, the sole agenda item was a presentation made by Ms. Susan Tischler, Director of Education, and Mr. John Langs, Supervisor of Gifted Education, regarding third and fourth grade math program to be implemented district-wide in the fall of 2012. There was a period of questions and answers about the program by the board as well as the community present in the presentation. Subsequent to that committee presentation, the details of the program as presented were posted on the school district's website. There was also an additional presentation and discussion led by Ms. Tischler and Mr. Angst in cooperation with the principals of our four elementary schools to the community last night in room 102 here in the administration building. The meeting was well attended and gave many more residents an opportunity to ask questions, voice concern, to make suggestions relative to the program. As co-chairs of the Educational Affairs Committee, Ms. Haywood and I would like to take this opportunity to thank Ms. Tischler, Mr. Angst, and our elementary school principals, along with our superintendent, Dr. Darlene Davis, and our assistant superintendent, Dr. Michael Lowe, for all their work in creating and presenting a MAP program, which will hopefully continue our mission of helping all children entrusted to us realize their full potential. We would also like to thank those residents who took the time to come out again to be as a positive, caring, and constructive force in helping us achieve this goal. Motivating and teaching a child at the highest levels possible is always a dynamic process that never stops evolving, and one that we never stop working towards achieving. As Mr. Williams talked about earlier, we are well aware that only with the help of our parents and residents will we ultimately succeed. There is one voting item tonight. It is regarding the approval of the first and second grade social studies program. It reads as follows. The Educational Affairs Committee recommends that the administration be authorized to purchase the Harcourt Social Studies program for grades 1 and 2 in use in elementary schools with a cost not to exceed $40,000.
So moved. Second. Any board comments?
Aye. Thank you. The next Educational Affairs meeting will be at 7:30 in room 19 on Tuesday, March 20th.
Thank you, Mr. Rutherford. Next is our Facilities Committee. Report given by Mrs. Gray.
Thank you. The Facilities Committee last met on March the 6th. We had several agenda items. The first being approval of minutes from the February 7th meeting. The second item was the Cheltenham High School Stormwater Management Change Order. The air handler room was flooded with approximately 4 feet of water. Four of the 6 storm drains were clogged and it was discovered that a terracotta pipe had deteriorated. The problem was corrected and approval for a change order is being sought this evening. The next item on the agenda were renovations at the high school and Cheltenham Elementary after mold remediation. At the high school, mold in the post-prom room was removed, floor joists were replaced at the stage area, 2 layers of flooring were laid, and the roof leak was corrected at the stage area. Water entered rooms 1A and 1B through the classroom walls from the exterior garden. Mold was removed and the wall was sealed and painted. In room 157, a roof leak was corrected and the wall and floor damage was repaired. The gym windows were recalled inside and out, and the roof deck and flashing were repaired. At Cheltenham Elementary, the floor joists were replaced and new insulation floor deck and a new exhaust system was installed in one of the bathrooms. In room 42, mold was removed, and in the crawl space, there were several inches of standing water. 4 power vents were hardwired on one side, the foundation vent system was placed on the other side. This project was completed last month and was completed in-house at a total cost of $2,581. Had we hired an architect to do this work, it would have cost us $170,000, which resulted in a savings of $167,419. The next agenda item was hiring an architect for Wincote Elementary School. We had much discussion, and as a result of the discussion, it was recommended that Gilbert Architects be recommended to design the new Wincote Elementary School, which we will vote on again this evening. The next item on the agenda was Cheltenham Elementary Asbestos Abatement Project update. This project is in four phases, and asbestos abatement began February 27th. All permits from the Department of Education and the Township have been received, and the oil tank removal project was started on March 1st. This project is on time and within budget. The next item on the agenda were construction bid results. The purpose of this was to hire an electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and general contractor for the Cheltenham Elementary School. 33 bid packets were received, 3 for electrical, 7 for plumbing, 12 for HVAC, and 11 for gas. The administration is recommending the lowest responsible bidder for each, and this will be voted on shortly. The next item on the agenda was the comprehensive facility planning. History of the 2005 facility study was provided, as well as an update of the 2010 study. Gilbert Architect presented various construction options for new schools, renovations versus new constructions, new schools with site acquisition, new schools at existing sites with no site acquisition, and reconfiguring grade levels and the associated costs. Needless to say, there was much discussion regarding various options. And the last item on the agenda was the administration building relocation. The administration laid out the options for temporarily relocating the administrative staff, as well as some options to relocate to one of the elementary or middle schools in the future. It was also mentioned that discussions to share space with the township administrators will continue to be discussed. This item will also be voted on momentarily. With that, I'll go to the first item on the agenda, approval of move for administration building. Based on some board discussion, this motion is being amended to read as follows. The facility committee recommends that the administration be authorized to enter into a tentative agreement with the Gallman Group, subject to board approval and solicitor review, to temporarily relocate the administration building to leased office space effective July 1, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, we're going to read the rest.
Well, we have a motion and a second, and if you just for board comment, Ms. Gray,
okay.
Read the rest.
This will achieve cost savings and operating expenditures in the 2012-13 and future years' budgets through lower operating costs and relief from required building system and safety improvements at the current administration building.
Any other board comment on this item, Mr. Victor?
I guess our solicitor, and just tell me if it makes a difference or not. We're not moving the building, we're just moving the administrative services. Should that be reflected in the, I just noticed that, okay? It says to relocate the administration building. Does that make a big difference?
Your new administration building will be in this new location.
Okay. I just have
your fine.
No problem, okay.
And to the extent, I just want to make a comment with regard to the move. We had a good discussion at our facilities committee meeting about it. I'd like to thank our administrators for really taking seriously the comments that were made last year at the budget forum when there was discussion about this building. There was discussion of the cost of maintaining and keeping this building going, knowing that we can't possibly put more money into this building when we have buildings with students in them that need to be maintained. And as such, I commend the administration for taking that and really working diligently to try and find another location. It is unfortunate that that location doesn't look like it's going to be in our township, it'll be bordering our township. Just as when we were looking to move students, we were contemplating moving our students into a building that was located in an adjacent township. So because of the temporary nature of this, I do not think that given the cost factor involved in maintaining this building, and we do have staff and we do have other functions that are held in this building, and right now we are really just beyond band-aid phase, and the conditions within this building are such that it doesn't make a very good working condition. especially in view of sometimes not even being able to have electricity when the lights go out because the wiring is affected and when the water comes in. So I do believe that this was, you know, the best move possible for us, given the idea that we can't possibly put more money into this building when we need to address the others. Any other comments, Mr. Beavers?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate the word temporary here. It's just while we get our ducks in a row here and get everything lined up here in the township where we're actually going to be permanent with. And again, it falls going through with the fiscal perspective that the administration has been actually in the last couple of years, and we're finally reaping some of the benefits of those efforts.
Thank you. Any other board comment with regard to this item before we move to vote? Ms. Grant.
Aye. Approval of change order. The facilities committee recommends that the administration be authorized to approve the change order from Goshen Mechanical Incorporated for the Cheltenham High School storm drain project in the amount of $24,200.
So moved. Second.
Any board comment? Ms. Gray.
Aye. Motion approved. Approval of architect. The facility committee recommends that the administration be authorized to approve Gilbert Architects at 6% with no additional cost to design the new Lead Wincote Elementary School.
So second.
Any board comments? Well, I do want to comment on the fact that we are moving forward, given that we discussed with the facilities to really work diligently to make sure that all our students at the elementary school levels are in buildings that are up to standards, energy efficient, conducive to learning and safe. And that is, safety is number one. So, I commend again the administration, Dr. Bobby, for bringing forward this timeline with regard to our project. Any other board comments?
I do want to comment that 6% is a very, very competitive rate. I'm very happy with that number, and I've also been very happy and pleased with as former co-chair of facilities, I've been very happy with their service and support of the district, so I very much will support this. I think they've done a good job, and I think we're ready to continue with them.
Thank you.
My only other comment is also in support of this motion, but also that I'm really glad that Gilbert is pursuing a redesignation for the Wincote Elementary School as well.
Any other comment? Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Approved.
Rejection of bids. The facilities committee recommends that the administration be authorized to reject the HVAC bids received for the new Cheltenham Elementary School project and authorize an immediate rebid of the HVAC portion of the project without the previously identified alternates, subject to PDE review. After bids were opened, it was determined that one of the vendors for one of the HVAC alternates did not provide pricing to any interested bidders on the project. The discrepancy clearly affected the bidder's understanding of the bidding requirements.
So moved. Second.
Any board comments? Ms. Gray?
Aye. The next facilities committee meeting is scheduled for March 27th at 7 p.m. here in the administration building, room 119.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next committee report, just wanted to clarify a couple things that came up in the two committee reports. Mr. Ragnow, you said that Ed Fair's, the next Ed Fair's meeting will be at 7:30 p.m., but it will be at 7.
So,
we would just say 7:30, yes, so we just want to clarify that.
It's an approximate. Can't come with a booch.
No. Actually, the notice will say 7 p.m. Thank you. And Ms. Gray, I just wanted to clarify that you had indicated in your committee report that the reason for the construction bid will be done shortly.
No, well, that was what happened in the meeting.
Right. But given the nature of this evening, we did not vote on this in total because of item number four, and we have to have that.
item on the agenda for next month's meeting. That's yours, Mr. Our liaison committee.
The liaison committee meeting was held February 27th at the Township Building. That's Monday, February 27th at 8 a.m. It was a very brief agenda. The first item on the agenda was acceptance of the minutes from the January 9th meeting. The second item on the agenda was the status of Channel 42 and files. Currently, we have three broadcast sites, Cedar Brook, the high school, and the administration building. The district may need to relocate the equipment, use of broadcast Channel 42 from one site to another school location. This new site may need to be wired for live broadcast, and as such, there may be a cost associated with the new fire to be wired. Additionally, for those subscribers on Fios, Fios is expected to launch sometime this month. They're currently installing the fiber in the last bit of content. The township commissioners were not sure what Channel 42 will be on when they do Fios, so be on the lookout for that. The last agenda item was update of the various real estate projects. First, Ian Wingate. In February, Matrix obtained approval to reconfigure how upcoming homes will be constructed. This change will provide an increase in living space only. 62 units have been built, of which 45 have been sold, and a new phase of 62 homes will be implemented in early spring. The next real estate item was Ashburn Country Club. This development is still in litigation. When the zoning appeal is settled, the plan is to go back to the township for land development. The next real estate project is the Lab Rock development, which is over on Willow Grove Avenue. The developer wants to deviate from the original plan, which originally called for a high rise with age-restricted housing. They've determined that there's no longer a market for this type of housing. The new plan calls for 156 townhomes, of which 44 will be in Cheltenham, and 122 will be in Springfield Township. There was an informal presentation made to the neighbors, and they're awaiting a response on that. And the last item regarding real estate was Kerwin Farms, which is across from Ashford Country Club. The developer of this project wants a zoning change to build approximately 40 single-family homes. This change must go through the zoning appeal process. The next meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 23rd at 8 a.m. in room 119 of this building.
Thank you, Mrs. Gray. Next is our legislative committee meeting, Ms. Barton.
Our last Montgomery County Legislative Committee meeting was held on Wednesday, February 15th. Six school board directors from Cheltenham attended a presentation by Jeffrey B. Clay, Executive Director of the Public School Employees Retirement System, PESRS. He reviewed investments, PESRS operations, the employee contribution rate, Acts 2010-120, and Act 40. Mr. Clay thoroughly explained the genesis of the funding issue. The picture for school districts and municipal governments across the state is grim. Though the legislators spread out the payment schedules over the next 3 years, subsequent increases are dramatic. Given these mandated payments, school boards will have to make tough choices. Governor Corbett has suggested that he has increased school funding by $100 million, but most of that is going towards school pension reimbursement. It is not an increase in funding. The 2012-13 state budget maintains basic education funding at 2008-09 levels, maintains level funding for special education for the fourth consecutive year, although the cost for providing such mandated services continues to rise, and eliminates the accountability block grant program. It does not restore funds eliminated in the 2011-2012 budget for charter school reimbursement, school improvement grants, education assistance programs, elementary science programs, and dual enrollment programs. Since there are no increases in K-12 education funding, It is actually a net loss for public education, especially considering increases in costs out of the control of school boards, including pensions, prevailing wage requirements, unreimbursed charter school costs, rising health care and energy costs, and more. The expectations and requirements for students do not diminish in times of economic difficulty, as exemplified by the need for the school districts to meet rising targets in 2012 for proficiency on PSSA assessments, implement curriculum aligned with new Common Core standards, increase graduation requirements, and administer Keystone exams. The continued reduction of state funding for basic education further shifts the burden to the local property taxpayers and provides no mandate relief to school districts as a way of controlling costs. What the House will be doing tomorrow is considering the Education Committee will be considering Bill 1369, which would prohibit strikes by public school employees and would create a new process to handle collective bargaining disputes between school districts and their employees. The next meeting of the Montgomery County Legislative Committee is March 21st. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next committee report is our Policy Committee. Ms. Russell.
The Policy Committee has not met since the last legislative meeting, but I have a motion today for the second read on Policy 702, Gifts, Grants, and Donations, which is attached to the agendas available to the public.
Okay. So
motion.
So moved. Second. Do we have any board comments? All those, Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Thank you. And your next meeting is?
Our next meeting is March 20th at 8 p.m. after the Educational Affairs meeting, which starts at 7 p.m.
Next is our Alternative Revenue Committee report. Mr. Redback.
Meeting of the Alternative Revenue Committee was held on Tuesday, March 6th. After the roll call and approval of the minutes, the sole agenda item was a presentation made by Ms. Allison Periola, one of our Cheltenham High School English teachers and also head of our Cheltenham High School television production facility, along with our superintendent, Dr. Darlene Davis. The purpose of the presentation was to explain what upgrades to our studio and editing facilities were very much needed to continue offering an up-to-date program of TV production instruction for our students, as well as quality television program benefiting our schools and our community. As part of that presentation, a budget of $44,000 was presented for material and instructional upgrades. Therefore, there is one voting item for tonight and reads as follows. The Alternative Revenue Committee authorizes the administration to approve funds from contributions of payers and naming right contributions to renovate and restore the Cheltenham High School TV studio in an amount not to exceed $44,000.
So moved.
Charles J. Stan Studio because the naming rights were purchased by a group of people who raised the funds.
That is correct.
To pay for the studio. So just want to clarify that indeed was why it's called the Charles J. Stan Studio. Any other board comment? The discussion at the Alternative Revenue Committee was actually, you know, a good view of what we can do if we improve the studio. With the necessary equipment, our students are working with quite outdated equipment, and it'll be wonderful for them. Now that they've seen what a real newsroom looks like, they can actually start putting it into play with these changes.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time shooting and editing film and video, and having seen what their facility is, they're somewhere in the 19th century, which is a shame because it's a program which has just tremendous, tremendous potential in the real world, and it would be nice if our students had the opportunity to work with decent equipment.
Ms. Gunn?
And I just want to add, I think the conversation continued very well along the lines of, we definitely are committed to a very strong video arts program at Cheltenham, that we actually see a need for further improvements and an opportunity for the administration. I think the discussion was we were going to let the administration pursue ways in which we can involve our community to take advantage of knowledge, such as Mr. Rackow's or others in the community, that can help us to build that program effectively.
Any other board comments? Greg?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you. The time and date for the next alternative revenue committee meeting is still yet to be determined.
I heard about that.
It's an approximate determination, and will be announced.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rackow. Next up is our superintendent's report.
Thank you, Ms. Willett. I have a couple of items that I'd like to bring everyone's attention and just make you aware of how excited we were. First of all, on March 5th, we had our annual problem-solving bowl held at Elkins Park School. Out of that, we received word that we have two teams from Cheltenham High School, and we have one team from Elkins Park School that will be representing us in the state competition. That's going to be held April 20th and 21st, so we look forward to sharing those results with you in May. And through that process, we do want to thank Ms. Marilyn Golden, who really, you know, heads that event, as well as our coaches. That's been a great deal of time with our students, the students themselves and their parents that often have to go out of their way to get them there early in the morning. And the turnout was tremendous, and it was a wonderful evening, so congratulations to everyone involved. Again, as was already mentioned, I do want to also thank everyone that came out last night for our community conversation regarding our 3rd and 4th grade math. As Mr. Rackow mentioned, it is important for us to have conversations like we did last night so that we can continue to get feedback, get ideas, and work together as we really focus on making sure that we're making the best decisions for our students. So again, thank you for everyone that participated last night. There are two opportunities if you enjoy theater. This week, our Cedar Brook Middle School will be performing Avenue Q, the school edition. So we're inviting everyone out. They're going to be performing March 15th, which is Thursday through this Saturday. So please consider attending that performance. You can contact Ms. Robin Rosenberg at rrosenberg@cheltenham.org, or you can visit the Cedar Brook Performing Arts website. And then right behind that, we have our high school. I know each year people patiently await the performance there, and we encourage you to come out and see the Cheltenham High School Spring Musical, which is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, March 29th through the 31st. This continues a long-standing tradition of excellence in Cheltenham's musical theater productions. The show runs three nights only. They begin at 7:30 p.m. in Stretton Hall at Cheltenham High School. And we do have a website where you can purchase your tickets online. You can go to www.chscoundrels.com, again, to purchase your tickets online. So we do encourage you to take advantage of those musical opportunities. As was mentioned by Ms. Mulligan, we have our Lady Panthers that have been doing extremely well. I would like to let you know that even this evening they had a game. It started at 5, and they did win. So they continue to go on in the state playoffs. They actually got to the game this evening by winning last Friday night. For those that are into like March Madness, 23 seconds left in the game, they were down by 8, and they came back and won by 2. So in 23 seconds, they scored 10 points at the buzzer. So they did play this evening. They won 65-36. And they will play again this Friday. So if anyone has a clear night, if you see the musical at the middle school on Thursday, then you can see basketball on Friday evening. So good luck to our Lady Panthers. And then finally, as was mentioned earlier, we are in our PSSA testing window, which opened yesterday for our students in grades 3 through 8, as well as 11th graders. And through this, you know, we work all year, our teachers work really hard, not just to prepare for the PSSA assessment, but it's about, you know, teaching and learning and making sure that our students are able to do well no matter what is put in front of them. So we want to thank everyone that has supported just education in general throughout this entire year, and we wish our students well as they take their PSSAs. And that concludes my educational update. At this point, I'm going to go right into on our agenda B, personnel, and I will ask this as a consent agenda. Number one, resignation, A, B, and C. Number two, appointment of support staff, A. Number three, leave of absence, A. Number four, appointment of extra duty, extra pay positions, A. Five, change of assignment, A. And those are the five items that I would ask for your approval.
So moved. Second.
Board comments on any of the items? Vote. Mrs. Gray.
Aye. Thank you, and at this time I'll turn it over to Dr. Lowe.
Thank you, Dr. Davis. I would like to ask the board for approval under letter C, Educational Affairs, number one, approval of secondary summer school rates for 2012, letter A. I should also bring to everyone's attention on the board that these are the same rates as last year. Moving on to number two, expulsions, letter A. Number three, approval of volunteers, letter A. And number four, conference attendance, letter A.
Simple.
Second.
So we have a second one? So the first from Mr. Bradshaw and the second from Mr. Leverson. And any board comment on these items? Vote.
Aye.
Thank you, Madam President, and I'll turn the microphone over to Mr. Malinowski.
And I'll ask for approval of Business Affairs 1, approval of MCIU Energy Purchasing Consortium, 2, PE approval of Plan Con Part E, 3, approval of Plan Con Part F, 4, approval of 2011 and 12 transfers as listed, and 5, approval of payments as listed below.
So moved.
Second.
Sorry. Board comments? Okay. Okay. I'll call the vote. Mrs. Gray.
Aye.
Thank you. And I'll turn it over to the president.
Thank you. Response to prior public questions, last month we did have a discussion with regard to the moratorium on the policies regarding naming rights, and there was a question about whether we would continue to maintain the pavers, should something, one of them break, need repair, and the answer, of course, is yes, maintenance would continue to occur, that does not pertain to naming rights. Next, we call for public comments. General? Yes.
Joseph Simone, Glenside. At the last board meeting, the board passed the salary increase for four employees, and I would like to suggest and request that this subject be reconsidered. There was no discussion of this subject. You just read the thing and you voted on it. The way it's written, it is not clear for the public to understand. And at the same time, while we're laying off teachers around the country, while we're reducing salaries around the country, while we're keeping salaries the same, here we are with a group of people that have already said that they're going to serve without a pay increase. and then they come back and hit us in the back of the head with a salary increase. I don't think that this is justifiable. So I would like a request that the board reconsider and fully explain the subject. I mean, these are tough times. We complain about the state not providing money. Thank God they gave $100 million for the pension fund. Otherwise, taxpayer would have to pay. Now, that's a state contribution.
No, the state didn't give money to the pension fund.
Well, what's the $100 million for? That's the way it's read.
The budget actually is a block grant that's been applied for. The proposed budget is a student achievement block grant that takes into account basic education, transportation, social security reimbursement.
Well,
to the extent that there's any increases, the increases are coming from pension. Any increases on the school district side are from pension costs.
Well, that's another reason that this board should reconsider pay increases at this time. I mean, these are tough times. I don't know if you understand that, and you're not fully explaining what you're doing to the public. Now, the further impact of pensions this year, coming a 31% increase in the cost of pensions by 2016, a 416% increase in pension costs. I mean, what are we doing here? Building new schools? I hope we're up to it. But just to focus on the pension expense and the salary expense, it's terrible. The tax base in Cheltenham, and once again, is reduced by $15.6 million. Real estate agents are saying the same thing. I don't care what you guys say. What they say to me is they avoid it like the plague.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. Just a clarification on the salary increases, that it's not for this past year where, yes, our administration did, our four employees did take a freeze. This is a contractual movement for the next coming year. So this was not for this coming year, this past year. So just that explanation of this contractual
One other thing, an answer to the pension thing. Opt out of the state. It is only 65% funded now, not to be 100% until 2046.
We are obligated to maintain the pension cost.
Check it out. You're obligated as long as you're in the fund.
Check it out. We are in the fund and we cannot leave the fund.
Oh, you're
obligated
really
to that fund, right? And the employees have paid into the fund.
Well, pay them off.
Okay, thank you.
401k.
Any other public comments? Seeing none, moving forward, our information on future meetings is as listed. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
This recording is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons license title Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives 3.0 United States License. This recording is copyright 2012 by KD3HW. Thank you for downloading us, and have a great day.